The city of Seattle pays female employees about 10% less than men on average. The city council is taking some steps to close that pay gap. As KUOW's Liz Jones reports, one proposal is for more family-friendly work policies.
When you become a new parent, it's rare for employers to offer paid time off work, at least in the U.S. But it's a benefit that can help equalize pay across genders. That's according to a recent report from a City of Seattle task force. The report finds that women who get paid maternity leave are more likely to return to work and earn higher wages. The city's hired a consultant to sketch out a new policy on paid parental leave for city workers. Seattle City Council member Jean Godden heads a committee on gender pay equity. She says efforts to balance out city government are just the start.
I do hope that we are going to take it outside into the community, but we definitely need to lead the way. First, we need to work on the city's wage gap.
The full council passed a resolution Tuesday backing up this initiative. Godden says the city is starting to talk with Seattle's business leaders about how to eliminate a glaring wage gap in the whole city. A national report last year found Seattle has the largest disparity of any metro area in the country. Women here earn 73 cents for every dollar a man earns. In Boston, the city asked companies to sign a pledge to work toward pay equity. Godden says that's one option down the road for Seattle. Citywide legislation with more teeth is another. This week, the city council also approved three new staff positions focused on efforts to close the wage gap. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.